Happy Friday, family. It's that day of the week we love so much. Massive show. A new segment, which is happens when we wrap the show up on a Friday. It's the boss's votes for worst on ground for the week. He casts an eye over what we've been able to produce for the weekend. for the week. And he rolls it into a nice, neat little segment and gives the 3, 2, and 1 votes. Okay. Looking forward to that.
And what's the current leaderboard?
Current leaderboard. Jars on 4, yep. Murph on 2. Treaders on 1. The rest of us yet to crack it for a vote. Big show. Socceroos in action early tomorrow morning, taking on Honduras in our World Cup qualifier, the away leg of the tie. Yep. Mark Bosnich is about to join us very shortly. Chris Scott's going to talk to us just out of 5 o'clock about the International Rules Series, Jars.
Yes, sir.
And of course, in town on Sunday, 3:30. Cannot wait to see the boys in action, but this is the one I'm most excited about today. Going down memory lane, we're going to get the one and only Gary McIntosh on to talk about that infamous tour back in, I think it was 84, when the Irish met Macca. Yeah, if that's not a movie waiting to be made when Harry met
Very
Sally,
good.
I tell you right now, I cannot wait for that. And the other one that is on everybody's lips, Murph, everyone's lips, is can Juice bounce back in the quiz today at 5 o'clock? Prides himself on not having two bad ones in a row.
Very rare.
5 o'clock today, I suggest you tune in to the quiz with No Name. I don't often hook it like this, Murph.
No, it's big hook.
It is going to be absolutely massive. A couple of other talking points. Tomorrow is Remembrance Day. If you get a chance, buy yourself a poppy. Do the right thing. Take the time out, especially at the time, the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day. And remember those who have gone before
us. Thank you very much.
And the other one, and this is so exciting.
Yeah, Lou.
It's your anniversary as well tomorrow.
Yes, it is. 28 years with Maz.
Maz, this is to you. Outstanding.
She's a superstar.
So we'll be talking about what gift you've got Maz a little later in the show.
Yeah, I'll see what I can come up with.
Excuse me?
You don't give gifts. You just have each other.
When you are the gift.
You just got each other. Love's enough. She's produced me 3 beautiful children.
Love is enough.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Quote from that. Ladies, if you're out there listening, any of you ladies, is love enough? 1-333-53, give us a buzz. Just want to find out where it sits, Jars, because if we're going to roll with new sayings on the show, Murph, we need to probably do a little pop quiz on it to make sure we've got the backing of the family.
Like it.
You all right?
I'm ready to go. I was going to do a bit of a weather report, but I can hold on to that.
Shoot it out now.
Well, look, obviously it's 30 degrees as we speak. It feels like 35, all right? There's about 19% humidity out there at the minute, Lou. So a lot of people with hay fever.
Yes.
So look after each other. Look, pets and elders, bring them in.
Oh, yeah.
Bring them inside. Because
hydrate them.
Absolutely. Get them in some cool environment and look after them. Go and buy some lollipops.
Mm.
Cool them down because it is humid out there and it's hot. It's like Cairns weather at the minute, Lou.
What is it? Like, is it lemonade icy poles? That's what are we feeding our
lemonade,
pets?
Yeah, they're the ones. They're the good ones. They look after you. So look after each other. And we've got some more heat on its way in the next 2 or 3 days. So take care.
Couldn't help but notice you're wearing some new strides.
Yes.
After you split those bad boys the other week.
Maz and I went to Chopin.
Yeah, have a look at
and
you.
Bought about 5 pairs of jeans, baby cage. And now,
I hate to say this.
Like Patrick Swayze, I
reckon. Yeah, you look like you're going to pack up a show down at Adelaide Oval. You do.
I look like Bon Jovi.
You look like you're ready to go down and do a little bit of sound testing. Just a little bit of check 1, 2, 2, 2. And then get ready for about a 9 o'clock encore.
Mind me old strides.
You're looking good, mate. Looking good.
Yeah. Here we go.
Boz are next.
On the rush out of Triple M.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Righto, the big one is almost here. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 our time, Socceroos taking on Honduras, live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. And Mr. Fox Sports himself, Mark Bosnich, joins us now. Bozza, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, all.
Exciting times, Boz. Very exciting times. Are we a little nervous? It's always hard to win these ties when we're away in such a hostile place, but the boys look pretty well prepared. So how are we going to go?
Yeah, but I'm very nervous, but in a good way. Look, I think we'll be okay. A lot of people are sort of already sort of writing us off to say, look, only if we maybe lose by one goal or two goal or draw. But I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that if those boys play to their ability individually, I think we've got a chance tomorrow. I mean, Honduras obviously are very strong at home, but they're nothing, you know, it's not as formidable a record as we've got. You know, they lost two games in their qualifying campaign at home.
What kind of formation will we see tomorrow morning from Ange?
Well, going off the Serie A away game, he basically played with three central defenders, but also two fullbacks as well. So I think maybe he might go something very similar, which, you know, which could end up at some stages being five at the back, but a lot of times being three at the back. He seems pretty set on that idea, and so do the boys. But regardless of the system that he does come up with, I think it's important that, you know, basically my old manager used to say, Sir Alex Ferguson, it's men that win games, not systems.
Yeah, no, it's a very good saying. The away ties, though, a different mentality, Boz. Does Ange go out there with that mentality that nil-nil is the way to go?
I don't think he will, but I think deep down, if we get a nil-nil, I think he'll be happy. Not as happy, obviously, as we are if we win.
Yep.
But I think the boys will know deep down. They know the score as well.
Tim Cahill, what's he going to do with him? Obviously, he had the ankle scares, done everything to get right. We've seen the footage.
Will he play?
A lot of people suggest he maybe shouldn't have went.
I don't think he'll start. I don't think he'll start, but I wouldn't put it past him to make a miraculous recovery in terms of being able to come on for the last 20 minutes. I spoke to him during the week and recently as well. It's improved out of sight. You know, the first time I spoke to him last week, it was like, you know, he said, you know, well, at least it's not broken. I was like, wow, well, thanks for that. You know, like, so he's, like I said, he has got, he's a very fit boy. He has got
is
very
he insurance policy? Is that what he is? He goes there just in case we might find ourselves down and you need 10 minutes?
That's what I was going to say as well. And also as well, look, he's been with them since the start of the journey. He's the spiritual leader of that team. So they all look up to him. So to have him around and for him to show his commitment by coming over there and being around the boys, that's going to be very important to them. Because there aren't many in that side. There are a few who have had this type of experience with big games. He's played in the big games before. He's played in the FA Cup finals in the Champions League. He's like a coach in himself. And for them boys to have him around there, I think it'd be very important for him.
Boz, what will it mean if the Socceroos don't qualify for Russia?
Well, I don't think it'll be as bad a thing as it used to be, because in the past we sort of put our eggs in one basket every 4 years, and then if we didn't qualify, it was a disaster. Yeah. You know, and people would be like, oh, we have to wait for another four. It won't be good, don't get me wrong, as well, because, you know, we qualified for the last three World Cups, and we've seen the fillip that it gives to the local game and that. But I think the A-League is strong enough on its own now to get over that and to realise that we have to, you know, sort of tear a page out and start again. But look, don't get me wrong, it won't be good either.
So when do we start taking our football seriously, mate? And I mean that, and I follow this off the back of Simon Hill, who's been ad nauseum about this, and I think you have too, that it's great to be wonderful at AFL and all these other things, NRL and the Wallabies and everything else, but there's one world game, and until we give the money into it and put the systems in place, is it not time now that we just go, hang on a minute, We've really got to fund this properly and set this up so we can be known as a genuine world force?
Well, that's a very good point. In terms of funding, I'm not so sure that's the root of the problem. That is part of the problem, definitely, when it comes to sort of ground allocation and all that. But a lot of our juniors around the country are paying more fees than have ever paid ever before.
Oh, mate,
and like in some cases, it's 10 times the amount that AFL are paying and cricket and so forth. Yeah. That's something that really needs to be ripped up and looked at, because this is a simple game. And if you look at countries around, I mean, you look at Uruguay, a population of 3 million, won the World Cup twice and continually produce world-class players. How's that? Because I'm quite certain that a lot of their kids growing up don't have the infrastructure and the facilities that our kids have. I know from where my father's from in Croatia, there's 4 million people, and they're producing still some of the best players, Luka Modric, Rakitic, that you have in the world.
Yep.
And those are the things that need to be really looked at. It's not an elitist sport. And never has been. It's a working class sport, and basically to get kids into it, even though it's the most populated played sport, it doesn't transfer into interest into football in this country.
No.
And you can't use it as some type of price gouge exercise, because it's just ridiculous. Going on the back of it, you might be able to go to overseas, and it's a simple game, and it should be taught simply and also priced effectively. I mean, you know, what about, you know, if we miss out on some kid just because he can't afford to pay his fees? That's a crime, in my opinion, even for coaching courses. So somebody tweeted me the other day to say it's cheaper to fly to Croatia economy and pay for that and pay for your accommodation and pay for their coaching course than it is to take a coaching course in this country. And that is just wrong.
That is outrageous.
Wow.
Well, Boz, can't wait to see that show with Bill and Boz. And we cannot wait to see the boys in action tomorrow morning, live in HD, no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. The Socceroos taking on Honduras. Thanks, Boz.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Mark Bosnich there on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, Triple M.
5:10 for Chris Scott live on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Just after the quiz with no name, Dice Day as well. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, there's so much to look forward to in the quiz, isn't there?
Can he come back?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As long as we give the $1,000 away, Lulu.
That's the main thing.
That's all I care about.
Exactly.
I'll execute it beautifully. Don't worry.
That's the gift. That's the reassurance, the self-belief that you've got to have to be great, family. Right there. It was on display.
Can we talk cricket?
We can. Former English off-spinner, Graham Swan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a real character.
He is.
And he's happy to uncup. Has done also right throughout his career and also post media career.
He's
labelled our batting as brittle. Ooh. And the worst he has seen in 20 years. Beyond David Warner, and I quote, beyond Dave Warner and Steve Smith, there isn't any real guarantee of runs. So there is a lot of pressure on that pair. If Smith and Warner fail, then you have to question where Australia will get their runs. And he said, this is an area the Poms can exploit because there is a weakness there. Good call, correct call, Carrick?
Great call. Spot on call. It's common knowledge the last 2 or 3 years around the international cricket scene that our middle order is very, very average and can't get it right.
Hence
and
the heated debate about our number six and our wicket keepers being able to bat.
Spot on, because there's too much reliance on obviously on Warner and Smith. Khawaja is the third one in the line. Now, he's a talent. Now, him not going to India was a disgraceful call by the selectors, and they got that wrong because they feel, oh, he can't play spin. Well, neither can half of our cricketers.
The majority of our lot.
So Khawaja's in that mix as well. So they're the main three for me, Lou. And the rest, well, it's good luck.
Yeah, no, it's a great call.
I totally agree with Graham.
And it's just, and what he's done beautifully, he's given us that little bit of intrigue.
Little barbs thrown
ahead of the first test at the Ashes. Kel Ferguson's name should be up in lights for the number six if they were thinking of a change. You are of the opinion, though, that Maxi, the incumbent, will keep it.
Yeah, he'll stay. They won't change it.
Ferg's been speaking on NE Radio, had this to say about the number six position and for whoever gets the nod.
We've got the quality amongst the ranks. I'd suggest that whoever gets given the green light will make a really good go of it. Hopefully they get a decent go at it, something like 4 or 5 tests would be nice, just to give a bit of surety around your head's not on the chopping block if you miss out. I think stability is really important.
Redback's Kel Ferguson there. That's a nice little drive-by,
isn't it?
For a man that just got shunted after one test. Being fair and honest, and we've said that all along too, whoever gets it and whoever gets brought back into this team, you've got to have a summer.
Yeah.
This in and out hotel lobby door stuff is just ridiculous, and it's embarrassing from an elite level point of view, Jar.
Yeah, and I think Pete Neville will get the keeper's job. I think they'll back him in.
They've got to back the batter in.
Yeah.
The batting six.
Yeah, and then let him keep. Because he is a very good glove. Yeah. Alex is not ready yet.
No.
Wait another 12 months and then Alex. But honestly, we're jumping in shadows at the moment. I think we are.
Been so much debate leading into this summer about the keeper and the six position.
Yeah.
And God knows everything else. It's remarkable. Something else I wanted to throw at you. The boys, the international series is taking place on Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
You'll hear from the great Gary McIntosh in a moment.
Mm.
And Macca, rightly so, alludes to the fact that the team used to be known as the Galahs way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
When you represented Australia in this international rules type series of Gaelic football combo. There is no name. We have names for all of our other teams that represent our great country, barring probably the test team.
You're right,
I would think.
You're dead set right.
So you get, and no particular, Wallabies, Matildas, Southern Stars, Hockey Roos, Wallaroo, they're everywhere.
Everyone's got one.
But nickname. These guys don't have one.
So it's called International Rules Series v Ireland.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. Australia v Ireland.
Go Aussies.
That's it, go Aussies. That's why you got to probably shut it down.
I know it's going to feature twice in our show today, but I'm thinking the same thing. It's where's the relevance if we can't even give them a name or a furry animal to be named after?
I'll think of one.
What kind of country are we?
What? I think you're called the emus.
Give ourselves an uppercut. No, the emus. There's someone's the emus already.
Are they? Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know?
Anyway, that's a good point, Lou.
I just thought about that. Because especially as kids. You need recognition.
We all love our nicknames for our sporting side. What's our nickname on this show?
This show, greatness. International rules, Adelaide Oval, Australia hosting Ireland. Sunday, 3:30 is the first bounce, the toss-up, the kick-off, whatever you want to call it. I thought we'd go back in time, Jar.
Yeah, mate.
A very good friend of ours was a star. You've been on this tour. Mm. It's cost you a Carlton contract. Never cost Mac nothing because he gave his all and he did amazing things. I speak of the one and only Gary McIntosh. Tosh, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, gentlemen. You well?
We are very well. Jars often talks about the good times in Ireland, Mac, and there's only a few people that can put him back in his place. That's his brother and you. So I can't get the big fella on because I can't afford him, but I thought I might go with you because you are...
I'm pretty cheap.
Yeah, and a man of the people, all right? So 1984 was the year, and I remember it well. I was a kid. I was watching and loving every bit of it. Was able to find just a piece of old audio. Have a listen to this, Mac, and then talk us through the incident.
Now, what's the situation here, Dermot? Could he be sent off?
Well, I think in this game, yes, players can be sent off, but I don't think he will be sent off on this occasion. He tried to play the ball all right, but there was a clash of Irish players and Australians, a little enthusiastic there to get the ball.
You were described as being a little enthusiastic, Mac, in goal.
Why were you going out thugging them as a goalie for Australia? They're only just amateur Irish players, KB.
Yeah, it was an accident because I'd never played in goals before and the goalkeeper never left the goal line, so it was a little bit unusual. The Irish probably didn't expect that I'd be coming off the line, so just accidentally run into it.
Was there a suggestion that you may have been lost?
Yeah. I knew where I was. I don't know whether he did after I did him.
No, he certainly didn't. Mac, what else do you remember that tour? Because obviously that was the real awakening, I think, for all of us. A lot of us knew about Australia going over to play Ireland. We've seen a little bit of it, but that was the real big one, the talking point, where it was a real clash of codes and the physicality of our game and, I suppose, the skill set of their game.
Yeah, look, I think it was the first one since 1964. I reckon there was a group called the Glas, I think, played back then. And, I was lucky enough to go across with, a lot of greats from South Australia. Speak of Peter Motley and Michael Aish and Johnny Platten. And, I think it was seven or eight from
Brattles.
South Australia. Yeah, Brattles. And then, there was nine from Victoria, Terry Danaher and Jared Healy.
Robbie Flair, Mark Lee.
Robbie Flair was the runner, I reckon, on that tour. So, it was for 4 weeks. We were away for 4 weeks. And I remember they give us £1,000 that for spending money over there.
How'd that go with you, KB?
Well, I think it meant a couple of quiet ales, that did.
So. Mac, you were upset a lot of the Irishmen. You played it hard and there was a lot of them that end up on stretchers. Did you get threatened by the Irish public or the
Warned
government
off?
By
yeah.
not coming and were told, don't come back to Ireland?
Well, no, but I can remember being in goals one game at Croke Park and I could feel these things landing next to me on the ground.
Yeah.
And I looked around and they were throwing pebbles at me, trying to hit me with pebbles. So I had to even go a little bit further out of the goal so they couldn't reach me.
So it's their fault. It's the fans' fault, Mac.
I think a lot of people forget the Irish give as good as what they took. Yes, so, I think they were pretty aggressive the way they played it. I think a lot of the games we played against the counties were probably... Yeah. Even more tougher than the the test games because we went to County Armagh and played a game in Northern Ireland and
that's right.
Yeah, she was a very tough game.
They went, soldiers.
Oh, it was. Yeah, we had to go across the border and all the British soldiers were on with the MK-16s and oof. I don't think we'd ever seen anything like that. Coming from Australia, you wouldn't have seen anything like that. Well, so it was a bit of an eye opener.
Back in '89 when we toured, we played our first test at Croke Park and all the fans kept saying, where's Gary McIntosh? Where's that Gary McIntosh? They all want to know where you were. And I said, well, the country, they wouldn't let you back into the country.
Yeah, I think I've still got I had a two-game international suspension. So that was it, I think, after 86, I think that was. So
technically speaking, Mac, because you can play for Australia as an elder man. Yeah. And they do a tour of Gaelic footy. You could come back, but you'd have to sit the first two out.
No, look, it was great. Like I said, it was great fun, and something that you don't really get to do, then to be with that group of people was pretty good.
No, very nice, mate. Hey, thanks for sharing some memories, mate. We've got Chris Scott coming up a little later on. I'm surprised he hasn't got you in as the guest speaker.
Well, he was a bit naughty too, wasn't he, when he played in those games? So,
well done.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and it's good to see they keep the concept going.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for sharing, mate. Great to talk to you.
All right then, gents. All the best.
There he is, like the legend, Gary McIntosh, talking about the International Rules Series, Sunday, 3:30, Adelaide Oval. Jars and Louis, the rush hour.
Now, this game's come around really quickly. The Boomers are playing in Adelaide, Titanium Security Arena, up against Japan about 2.5 weeks away, November the 27th. Got a couple of tickets to give away right now, 133.53.
Rowan Williams on Twitter, international rules team should be known as the Platypuses because the game's a mashed up mess like a platypus, duck's bill and a pouch.
Oh, Rowan.
It's not too bad.
Well, they don't have a nickname.
No, they don't.
You mentioned that before and all sporting...
We seem to, for those the ones that we take seriously, all have got a moniker that we run with,
don't they? Have one for the international.
Port Adelaide have had the checkbook out, Juice, and have re-signed some names, most in particular, Jimmy Tumpus gets another 12 months.
Yeah, very good for Jimmy. He's been doing a lot of running lately around the Henley Oval of late. I've seen him down there a fair bit, working very hard, young Jimmy.
Yep.
So, well done. And they've got some new deals for some rookie-listed players also. Lily.
Yeah, Will Snelling, Peter Laddams, Jared Leinart, Cam Hewitt and Emmanuel Ira. And we know those boys because the tradition continued when we called the Sandford Grand Final this year.
Well said, Lou.
All right, up next. Fog of the week, it says on the board. It's Juice's segment.
We have an issue within this building.
Oh, somebody's about to be put on notice. Righto, Juice.
Now, this show, what does it stand for? Oh. We've been together for nearly 3.5 years.
Yeah.
What do we stand for as a team? Because it's not just you and I and Shawnee.
No.
It's our support staff are very, very important to put this product on air every night.
If not even the family. Look, the main ingredient we try to be that, and if I could try and sum it up in a word, is to be humble. I think that's probably
that's the key one with us.
And to really not put our own personal interests before that of the show and the family.
I received a text message this morning from Sean Craig Murphy regarding one of our members on this team.
Yes.
One of our producers.
Uh-huh.
All right. Flacky. Alec Flack.
Alex.
Right. And this is what Alex Flacker, we call him the Flackster, put on. Is it a Gumtree site or is it, where did he put this message?
It's an email.
Email, right. This week says, hi guys, I have two pinball machines for sale.
Hey guys, it was.
Okay. One is limited edition, Stargate one. Stargate. Cool, I know.
Yeah.
I don't have time to put them on Gumtree because I have rush hour to produce. But anyone interested?
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Flackman. Yeah. I have rush hour to produce.
Yeah.
Well, don't big note yourself.
Oh.
Don't go out there telling everyone who you work for. I have rush hour to produce. He doesn't need to put that in there.
Yeah.
That's flog behaviour in my world.
Oh, it is. It is.
I don't go and send out a text message to the family and to the world and go, g'day, Jars here. I have a couple of jumpers to auction off.
Yeah.
Pretty busy at the moment. Oh, hang on. I've got to do the rush hour show, blah, blah, blah.
No,
Lou.
No.
He's been here 5 minutes, the Flaxton.
Yeah, it's a good call.
He's come from
Cairns.
And he's waltzing around trying to offsell bloody pinball machines, making dough for himself.
Well, he's trying to get rid of some stuff that he's got. Now,
I produced the rush hour. I don't have time.
It's a doozy. It really is.
He's out there now.
I know. And
he's embarrassed himself.
Oh, he is. And
he's only 5'4".
I know. But I'd probably leave it at that.
Am I on the right page here? Have I jumped the gun? No. Have I been too critical? Because
in
together.
Everything you've said is totally correct, if that message was correct.
Did I get stitched up?
Do you know... Do you know? for those who listened to the show yesterday, we'll be fully aware of Jars's performance through the quiz and then the follow-up when we spoke to the goalkeeper of Adelaide United, Paul Izzo.
Get the dump button ready. This is a stitcher.
Now,
I'll storm out of here I won't be back.
No,
I'm telling you now, Lou, look at me.
Breathe, stop down for a minute.
Look at me.
Yeah, I know.
You know when I start to get rolled up?
Yeah, stop down for a minute.
I'll take people with me.
Just a bit of shush for a sec. I'm going to leave the studio. All right. I'm going to leave the studio and leave you with Murph to sort out actually who wrote that message.
And
what you're going to do about it, all right?
So you did that.
No, look, I didn't
what
do
did
it.
What did you do that for?
So what will happen is...
Good luck, man.
Well, I saw that email come through today and I thought it was from Flack, but I came into the station a bit later. And
who is it from?
Well, apparently Alice, you know, Wag from
Ruined
Disco.
Yeah, it does.
She had illegally jumped on to Flack's computer and hijacked it and pretended that it was Flack. But yeah. So
this is not true?
No, it's not true, no. So look, I got done as well, but it's more fun seeing you get done.
I'm back.
I'm sorry.
I suppose what was more alarming out of that
physical violence doesn't get you anywhere.
No,
in
it
life.
Does not. No,
so I won't go down that path.
No, I think the most alarming part of that segment was Murph, and given that the quiz is yet to come and it's going to require reading,
I'm not doing the quiz.
Your ability to read that.
Your ability. I'm a dyslexic, whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. A word I can't use on air. Your ability to read a simple email / text is got me thinking that we might need a runner for the quiz. We might have to ask the opposition captain if we can use a runner.
I'm going to step down. I'm stepping down. So this is a stitch-up.
Geez, what a shame the bosses...
Sean, I'm telling you now. So this is little AJ from Brecky.
What a shame the bosses' votes are in already.
Joel Cross's fiance.
That's the one, yep.
Hey, look. And you sat there and you knew exactly what was going on.
I loved it.
I thought you had my back.
I have.
Nah.
I loved the excitement in your eyes, the glint. And then Murph said to me...
I'm now going to go and apologise to Flack.
You know what Murph said to me about 15
I'm
minutes...
I'm a man up.
You know what Murph said to me about 15 minutes ago? Two things he said... Isn't that great? He's actually doing some work around here. And he goes, B, does he actually know it's a stitch-up?
Quiz with no name. 1-3-3-5-3.
We've got the dice out too. It's dice Friday as well. The multiplier. Whatever I roll, that's how many Automasters lifelines you get. Great to have your company. Another hour to go on the Rush Hour. Jars and I driving you home. Jars' Gun for Hire. That is coming up in about half an hour's time. MMM.com.au. If you're a cricket club and you need the juice... out at your organisation, November, Saturday, 18. Not too late. We announce the club on Monday.
Yes,
so you've got the weekend to get in.
Yeah.
Hey, and don't forget, Duck Club Hotline with cricket on this weekend. 8299-8091. Once you knock off and have a few froths with the boys, get on that open line and ring call through if you've made naught. Better still, if they lack the courage, dob them in.
Okay.
The multiplier is in effect today too for the quiz. We'll get to that in a moment. Chris Scott coming up. We're going to talk to the coach of the Australian team for the International Rules Series. And, of course, our boss jumps in on it and gives the votes for the worst for the week in the worst on ground before we get out of here tonight. But right now it's time to do the quiz with, and it's a real special one today.
The Rush Hour's Quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, a massive addition today. Jars, of course, didn't have his finest day yesterday. Tensions are running high off the back of a
fair dinkum stitch-up.
Was it really?
By everyone involved, you included. So
it was just.
Don't worry, that's okay.
Yeah, but
I know where I stand amongst you blokes.
I'd like to put it down on the record as an unintentional stitch.
You've done that. Once
definitely.
Because
trust factor's gone, you blokes.
The awareness of you going with it, it was all shady.
No, I'll just come in, do my bit, help the family, and then go home. That's it. Don't associate me.
All right, so the quiz is here. It's thanks to Automasters. We've got a lifeline. Right. Being Friday, I roll the dice jar. So who have we got playing the quiz today?
Benny of Ottaway. G'day, Benny. Welcome on a Friday.
Hello, Jars, Louis.
Hope you win it, mate. Fair dinkum, hope you win it.
Feeling good, Benny. What I like to do with all our contestants on a Friday is get them to blow on the dice for good luck. So just blow into the phone. Really need to get that, you know, like on random RBT, where you say a little longer.
Yeah.
Righto, Benny, here we go, mate. Good luck. See what I can roll a good number.
Thanks, Louis.
Oh.
What is it?
Benny, five.
Five, good boy.
Five Automasters lifelines.
Beautiful.
Now, I'm going to take the unusual circumstance of asking you this, Ben, from Ottaway, who has five Automasters lifelines. Management have come to me and said, you can ask for a runner today, read the questions with Jars, which means we would bring someone in for the juice, and Juice would be a part of the segment, and they would fill his role, just like you do when you get a runner in cricket.
Who's doing it?
Need the skipper's permission.
I'll tell you what, boys. I'm a North Adelaide fan, so Jars is beautiful.
No, it was just a question to be asked. And the other one was... There's a real chance for me that maybe if Jars gets a single early, he can get off strike and I can farm the strike from there on in.
All right, you ready, Benny?
He's not biting,
question
Ben.
Question number one, Benny. Which NBL team?
Time starts at the end of your first question, Benny. You've got five Automasters lifelines, mate. Good luck.
Which NBL team is Jerome Randall playing for this season, Benny?
Adelaide.
Which AFLW Crows player also plays for Adelaide United?
Automasters.
Good call. Which South Australian suburban club produced Cole Chalmers?
Automasters.
Which country are the Boomers playing at Titanium Security Arena on November 27?
Automasters.
Okay, which AFL player is going to be goalkeeper in the game against Ireland on Sunday?
Well, it's not Macca. Flaney?
Did you say Automasters?
Yeah, he said Automasters. You've got one left.
What's the full name of the English wicketkeeper? Johnny...
Automasters.
Good boy. What number does Tim Carroll wear for the Socceroos?
Pass, boys.
Is Ginger Nuts a racehorse or an adult film star?
Racehorse.
Good boy. And who's captain. Been named as captain of the Australian international team? Sean Burgoyne or Peter Burgoyne?
Sean.
Jeez. Benny of Ottawa.
I'm in the highest of highs this time yesterday. And Benny boy, well, he used up the five Automasters, and boy, did he need them. Yeah. Benny, and you're going to kick yourself here early, I'll tell you.
Ben.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Well done, Benny. $60 coming your way. The caption below your name on our screen says, having a few knockoffs, which might explain a few things. The NBL team Jerome Randall is playing for next year, for this season, mate, Sydney Kings. He used to play for us, but he's coming back. And then moving on with all your Automasters for the next five. Here we go. Jenna McCormick is the AFLW Crows player who also plays for Adelaide United in the round ball game. Kyle Chalmers was produced by the suburban club of Marion. We go on to the Boomers are taking on Japan at Titanium Security Arena on November 27. Brendan Goddard is in goal for the Aussies against the Irish. And Johnny Bairstow is the full name of the English wicketkeeper, mate. $60 coming your way.
Can I donate that to Neil Danaher's charity, boys, Beyond Blue?
Yeah, absolutely. Benny, outstanding,
pleasure,
mate. With a pleasure with that.
So easy.
And we'll jump on board too, mate. We'll bump it up to an
800. Go the Roosters.
We will. And
go the Roosters.
Tell you what, though, Benny, geez, you destroyed a segment I was looking forward to so much today.
Champ.
How about
boys.
You, mate?
Love your segment. Listen every week.
Good boy, man. Benny. Well done, Benny. Donating you $60. We're going to add it $40 in. We'll make it $100.
Well
neat
done.
One for well Neil played. Danaher's charity. Murph, I'm a bit flat.
Well done, Charles. That was phenomenal. Great comeback.
Let's go. Keep going.
No,
we've
really
got Chris
good.
Chris Scott. Let's go. Look forward to Scotty.
Right. Chris Scott.
Yeah.
Coach of the Aussies. Coming up next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Don't know how much longer for. Given the rich vein of form he's in.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
The Aussies taking on the Irish at Adelaide Oval, Sunday, November 12th, 3:30 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketek. Prices start at $25 and kids get in free. Fantastic. And the coach of the Aussies joins us right now, Chris Scott. Scotty, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks very much, Louis.
Hey, what is this like? Scotty, you've got the creme de la creme all together. I know we're playing a different type of game, but it must be a great, I suppose, watch for you to have all this talent around you and see how they go about their business at being the best.
Yeah, exactly. It's, it's obviously an honour coaching your country, but even aside from that, the learning experience for everyone involved with the best. Players in the competition is fantastic, and having someone like Ross Lyon and even Jared Healy coming in with his previous involvement in the International Rules Series is a huge thrill for all of us.
Game style against them, Scotty, defensive or take them on?
Take them on, Jars. Mm, yeah, nice. I think we'd take them on. Part of our obligation is to play an attractive brand of footy and really try to put on a spectacle for the fans. a big believer in the concept, and even to the point where, you know, some of our pre-season training at the Cats, we incorporate parts of the game because it is so dynamic. It's really a good sort of off-season, pre-season game because the contact is a little bit less than our game. There's still some physicality in it, but you don't see the congestion that that we can get, you know, when, you know, our game sort of slips away a little bit. And but we do have, I suspect, a bit of an advantage in that we tackle in our game. They don't so much, so they're not used to that. And we can pressure them a fair bit, but they're so quick and nimble that I suspect the ball will be sort of bouncing up and down the ground pretty quickly.
Scotty, we went down memory lane a little earlier in our show. We got on the great Gary McIntosh, and I've got his number. If Brendan Goddard would like to have a chat to Macca about how best to play in goal.
Yeah, he's. I think he's open to suggestions at the moment. I've said a few times, and it's only. I mean, it'd be crazy for us to say, okay, let's, you know, try to play exactly the same way as the Irish with the goalkeeper. I mean, they have a guy that does it for a living. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit different for BJ. But part of the reason we chose him in that position is because he has played the game as much as any of our boys, and you know, he's pretty smart. Footballer full stop. So to have him behind the ball organising things makes a bit of sense for us.
Scotty, the skill level with our boys with the round ball, how have you found it?
Surprisingly good, Jars. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because they're such talented athletes. But and also the professionalism of them. You know, we took a little bit of a risk by getting the guys together so late. We only really came together as a group yesterday. But the boys have had a ball for a while, so probably... shouldn't have been a surprise that, given their professionalism, that they've done a bit of work on it.
Scotty, groups are always different, and even when you've got the star-studded lineup like you've got, there is pecking orders. Have you seen a few boys a little starstruck to be in the company of some of these boys?
Well, we've purposely, you know, if there was a selection bias, it was towards a slightly younger group than has represented the country in the previous two series. So, I think Zach Merritt coming in is a fair bit younger than the average age of the squad, and I think he's loving every minute of it. But to be honest, it doesn't really seem to be reflected by age. I was even, you know, talking to someone like Travis Boat today. He's a club captain. He was just talking about how cool it is to get, you know, even to warm up next to Paddy Dangerfield and, you know, Joel Selwood, and, you know, the list goes on. It's a thrill for all of us, from the coach all the way down to the property guys.
You've got your brother Brad there and Rossi there as well. All care, no responsibility in a sense. So those two would be throwing out a few one-liners and enjoying themselves, wouldn't they, with you being the head man?
Yeah, Rossi has taken advantage of it, absolutely.
I feel
a little bit... strange, to be honest, to have Ross Lyon supporting me. I would have thought that I'm well and truly behind him in the pecking order, but we have had a couple of series together and had a great time and have developed a really solid mutual trust for each other. But I suspect that as the week goes on, that you know, as happens at Clubland, the assistant coaches will sort of get together and try to avoid the head coach a little bit, especially when the pressure's on.
Yeah, Scotty, they tell me you're sleeping like a baby now. You got Gazza back at Geelong. Hey, how good's that, Scotty?
Yeah, it is exciting for everyone. You know, I was really fortunate to start at Geelong when, you know, a lot of parts of the football club were still in really good shape. But, you know, the one downside was as I walked in, Gazza walked out. So fantastic to get the chance to coach him. And, I think even at his age, his levels of motivation are still really strong. And, you know, his primary desire is to come back and play in a winning team. And I don't think there's any doubt that he has the capability to help us with that.
It's starting to shape up, mate, very Brisbane-esque of the early 2000s, that midfield of yours.
We've certainly got some good names in there. I mean, the challenge for us is probably not dissimilar to the challenge that we've had in front of us the last few years, which is to try to bring through a few players who should be starting to come into their prime. You know, Mitch Duncan took some steps towards bridging that gap between, you know, those second-tier midfielders and Joel and Patrick last year, but we need him to go again, and Cam Guthrie and Sam Menegola and a few others. So I think it's really consistent historically that the best teams and the best midfields are really deep. So we don't want to be a team that just relies on a few.
It's going to be exciting times at the Cats, but it'll be exciting on Sunday at Adelaide Oval. Of course, training tomorrow at Amy Stadium, 10:30 to 11:30, open to the public. Get in and see the boys and Scotty and Co. And the boys, of course, will be signing plenty of autographs. Mate, good luck, Scotty.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's going to be a really enjoyable experience for everyone.
Yeah, and of course, the action kicks off 3:30 Sunday, Adelaide Oval. Our boys taking on the Irish. Can't wait to see it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Scotty.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Coach of the Aussies, Chris Scott, with us on the Rush Hour.
Just quickly, good luck to everybody who's taking part in the Nevada Mighty River Run. Starts Sunday. Well, the official race actually starts on Monday. And, Charles, you'd know that because you and DJ are going to be there on Monday
morning. We'll be there on Sunday night to attend a dinner. And then Monday morning we'll be there to kickstart the magnificent event that it is and the way they raise money.
Yeah, 20 boats, 20 crews involved. Over the years, they've raised millions of dollars, and the proceeds go to support kids and young people living with a disability. Nice. So if you want to support them, check out this website, novita.org.au.
Yeah, it's outstanding work, and I'll tell you what, a young man by the name of Christian Howard, who is travelling up with you and DJ.
Yes, he is.
But that's a money can't buy experience. To be encapsulated inside the four walls of a vehicle. So how long's that drive?
I don't know, Tail and Ben, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, an hour and a half tops.
Yeah, an hour and a half,
tops,
yeah.
Probably a couple of stops along the way.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't have 10 minutes.
I tell you what, that right there is an education. That is junior school, senior school, and a little bit of life, university, all coming up for you, young Christian Howard. Might even put him on the show on Monday.
I said I'll sit in the front seat because I'll start the storytelling. And Kerry, well.
Yeah, he'll sit back there. I said to Howie, you got one job. I said, that's it, the record button. Oh, fly on the wall,
no,
I tell you.
Don't. Yes. Yes. Inside job.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Got some more chances for you to win Ashes tickets, the Adelaide Oval Test next week, Monday, 9 o'clock. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, and don't forget, before we get out of here tonight, we get the Borg, the boss's worst on ground votes. Mm. The 3-2-1 for the week. Borg. Matty delivers them. He actually pre-records them. With safety in mind, I think, before he nicks off. Hey, Juice, can I read you a quote? Yeah. We've been dabbling in a little bit of motivational stuff, and I did tell you about what Richmond got up to with their Triple H stuff that they did this year by way of getting them to winning the flag involving Brandon Ellis. Saw this quote yesterday. I thought it's a really, really, really topical one, given the fact that we're about to head into junior sports season again, and we're already probably there and everything else, and all the codes, and it comes across them all. Daniel McBreen is the man that tweeted it, and it says, you don't scream at your kid when they're learning how to read or write, so why do it when they're learning how to play football?
Oh, brilliant.
Now, that brilliant. Is for every parent out there, and I'm right smack bang you in are. This phase with an 8 and a 6 and a 3-year-old. And I read that and I thought, it just screams, pardon the pun, sense to me.
Mate. That is magnificent. Can you get that out to every parent in South Australia?
It's just one
Can you
the...
read that again, please? I just want to close my eyes and listen.
You don't scream at your child, when they are learning how to read or write. So why do it when they're learning how to play football?
Or sport.
Or sport, or tennis, or cricket, or basketball, or whatever.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is brilliant.
So take a breath, everyone,
Absolutely.
When you're out there. And the whole flip is, it's fun.
Yeah, and it's not about you. Mm. It's about your little one. Having
Absolutely.
Fun.
Well said. Thanks, and if you love that sort of stuff, I got a real highlight for next week. John Gordon is the man that is behind that Triple H that Richmond did with Brandon Ellis and Dimmer Hardwick. Hero, highlight and hardship. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to the man
Brilliant.
That was a part of that involvement over there at the Atlanta Falcons. And he's, put it this way, he's been pretty successful with the teams he's currently working with in the States right now. So that's coming up next week. John Gordon on the Rush Hour.
Luke.
Don't miss it.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Cricketing greats over the years.
Bradman remains this generation's number one bat.
Lily.
And Lily again breaks through.
Warn.
Jarman? That's right. Jars is coming out of retirement to play for your cricket club.
Maybe I might open the batting or roll the arm over and take Fifer.
Maybe you'll just carry the drinks, Juice.
I don't know about that.
Either way, if your team could use some help, maybe a free barbie as well, and beers we'll put on for you, register now at triplem.com.au and be a part of our Gun for Hire.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Weekdays from 4. Triple M.
Oh boy! Wow, wait, that was long.
What was that?
I lost interest halfway through that.
Jeez. Okay.
Monday is the day we announce the winning club, and yes. I say winning because you will be winning with the juice involved. So nominations can still come in triplem.com.au. Tell us why you want Jars at your club. We've been doing an around-the-clock watch on juice. We had a massive injury scare go through the camp yesterday with a slight side strain.
Yes, sir.
Now, obviously doing the net sessions.
Yeah.
And just trying to find out where you're at. So where are we at as we head into the penultimate weekend?
Now, obviously, we're getting some very, very good responses from the clubs. And some have been saying, yeah, look, very happy for him to bat. I'll make this very clear. Yeah. When I front up with the whites on, it's both. Bar wicket-keeping. I'll be batting and bowling.
I mean, if you Google all-rounder,
there you go.
You'll see
a picture. All right, make that very clear.
Yeah, and I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably a slight, just a smidge lean to the bowling all-rounder.
Oh, I'm a bowler, more of a bowler.
And cavalier swashbuckling batsman.
Absolutely, Lou. Now, today, headed down to the ocean.
Good.
All right. But obviously, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, just Maz and I earth a bit, and I went in the water with the dogs. Good. Felt really good. Got home. Now, this is something that I don't normally share with the family, and this is part of my preparation as an elite sportsman at 51. I've got a shower outside my backyard. Yes. Now, I derobed.
I'm liking this.
And I had a five-minute nude shower. Oh, yeah. I'm serious. Look at me. I had a five-minute nude shower
out
the back.
Is that backyard east facing?
It is, yes, sir.
All right. So maybe a little morning glory sun?
It was beautiful conditions. All right. So now what I do is as I get out of the shower, I don't dry myself straight away. No. Now, this is how I get my body in peak condition. I just let the environment dry me.
Tell you what.
So I stood there for 5 minutes. It felt great.
I'm feeling like I'm Jerry Maguire right now. And you're Cuba Gooding Jr., who naturally air dries. This is just helping.
That's what I did.
And I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself, Murph, and I'm in some kind of movie. Help me to help you.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I did.
That's magic.
And then after about two minutes, then I got the towel and just slowly walked around the back. Did a little bit of that, Lou.
A little horsey.
But, geez, it felt good. Oh, it refreshed everything about my body. And so I'll be batting all next week.
Yep.
So I've done my bowling this week.
Love it.
Ready to go, Lou. So Monday, we'll be ready to announce the club.
It just taking the family inside the preparation, the elite prep going. And I reckon a few of the boys in the Australian camp have just heard that. And I would think potentially after training tomorrow at Amy, after 10:30, they may shower. They may look for the outdoor beach shower.
I'm telling you, five-minute nude shower. It is the best feeling going around. Now, tomorrow, I just got
a text from Tom Parkinson saying, can you make him please stop when talking about nude showers?
Tommy.
We're at TP.
I love it.
Get yourself a bamboozle, I tell you, for Christmas. The kids will love it. On. Can I get you out? I need to read out a tweet from Jimbo SA.
Okay.
Re-gun for hire. Just checking what sort of gun Jars is. He's suggesting you're not a Glock with a smooth, continuous action. Mm-hmm. I'd say more an old-style blunderbuss. Once it's cocked and loaded, you're not sure whether it will fire correctly or blow up in your face. A lot would say about the backyard shower that might apply there as well.
Okay.
I like it. Thanks for sharing. I mean, that's just Jimbo's take. We know where you're at.
Yep,
we know where you're at. So this weekend, a little sneak peek.
I booked in a massage on Sunday with Maz.
Good.
Right.
The side, how's it feeling?
A lot better today.
Good.
I'll do some more visualization on Sunday about 6:30. I'll put all the gear back on. Go through another 10 minutes of it, and then...
Would you...
I'll be ready to go.
I mean, do you need some new stuff?
No.
You sure you're happy to stick with the old dog?
I've got the old, the old coffin's ready to go.
Yeah, right.
All right. So Monday, very emotional.
I can't wait for next week because that's when we start to really work on how we're going to present you. Is it rose petals coming to America style?
No, thanks.
With the Burnside Bears Year 3 netball team having the bye, I thought we'd best go to the phones quickly right now and catch up with Bruce from Beverly.
Good call, Lou.
G'day,
Bruce. Yes, tip off at 7 p.m. tomorrow against Illawarra here at Titanium Security Arena.
Mm.
Although Titanium Stadium would be a better name.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
And now, if Illawarra miss two free throws in a row, the 36ers fans at the game get a free cheeseburger.
Oh.
and 7,000 fans rushing down for a cheeseburger will be a bit of fun.
It should be. Hey, Brucey boy, we caught up and we met the wonderful Josh Childress, or as Jazz likes to call him, and I do now, Chill.
Chill.
We like him.
Yeah.
Is that your look? He'd be the best import ever to come to the 36ers in terms of credentials, you know, 400 yep. NBA games and and all that he's done. So it'll take him a couple of weeks to get going, but yes, he's a good one, all right. Yeah.
The other one, Brucey, the return of the Mac, Jerome Randall, he's next coming. Week.
$400,000 he's on, and as you say, 2017 is nearly gone, so it's only part of the season, so that's good money, yeah.
$400,000
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Bruce. We might have to send you to our courtside seats that week.
Yeah.
Oh, what a game that's going to be, yes.
All right. Well, lovely to touch base, Brilliant. Brucey boy. We'll talk next week, mate. Cheers.
All right, cheers.
There is our basketballing expert, 36er Nation man.
Gave
one
us an
and only.
Exclusive too about Jerome Randall.
Doesn't surprise me.
We've got two producers, can't fire a shot.
Doesn't surprise me. He's handing a, you know, cashola is his language.
West on Ground is coming up next on the Rush Hour. Andrew Charman, Dale Lewis, it's Jars and Louie, the Rush Hour, 104.7.
Oh, it's that time of the week where our boss casts his votes. It's a performance-based industry. We know that. Mm. And we like the good firm stuff between the eyes, not the old filling up the pockets. Mm. We know when
not
things
the fluffy
are going
stuff,
all right. Lee. We just need to know where we need to work. So here is our boss, Matt, with his votes, the best on ground that have been flipped upside down to make them the worst.
The Rush Hour's worst on ground 3-2-1 votes. Presented by Matty the Boss.
One vote goes to Louis and Sean Craig Murphy for stuffing up the round of music.
The best way to describe any event happening in the world or in your own life is via song, and that's what we do with the round of music.
I don't know whose fault it was, but you were both very quick to turn on each other.
Stevie J was a special guest on the show, told a great story about how he jumped off the roof of the Torquay Hotel. Very big favourite of ours. They've got a new song that they're singing in the change rooms about our boy the Ferg.
Even white boys got the shout, baby got back.
No.
Oh, no.
You moved him around.
It was always going to be Fergalicious.
Oh, boy.
I don't even want to finish it.
Nah, come on.
How can I finish it
now? Well, you two got to get on the same page.
Two votes goes to Andrew Jarman for bringing the much-loved Quiz with No Name into massive disrepute.
Number one, what sport does Dawid Milan play? Which South Australian suburban club producer Nicole Chalmers? Which South Australian legend will be tossing the coin at Saturday's match between the Aussies and Ireland?
Showing no sign of remorse, Jars then had the audacity to text me saying, it's my only mistake of the year. Really?
Which eligible Crows player scored the most amount of Brownlow votes?
Eligible.
What does
eligible?
Say? Eligible.
What about this?
She's got cramp, man.
You got cramp, you hear me?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue on.
Don't, Lou. Go to a song.
Oh, my leg's stuck in the chair, Lou. And this.
You're not supposed to have any drinks on the desk, which go up and down, and Jars just spilled to the old H2O everywhere.
Oh, towel, Jars, I need a towel. And these.
David's your first name.
Middle name.
Right you are. Didn't I just stuff that up, Lou? South Australia are chasing a, not a bad total, Lou. We're 3-88, but we need 190 to win. I did have it written down somewhere.
Trailing by 62 in the first dig, they made 216, so 282 minus 88.
So 279 runs to win. Is that right?
They need 187 now.
So for that effort, Andrew Jarman gets the three worst on ground votes for this week.
No, that's wrong, because they're old. That's old. That's old stuff. We get the votes from this week, Monday to Friday.
Yeah,
that shouldn't count.
I think it was in relation to you making.
They're not
mistakes.
They can't be count back votes.
I was talking about the text message you sent him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
It was a current.
So the text message, I got three votes for a text message.
But then
why did you put all the other rubbish in there?
It was
6 months old.
It was proving his point because you were suggesting that was the only mistake you'd made. And he just needed to highlight the fact that it's not the only mistake you'd made.
The votes are counted from Monday to Friday this week.
Yeah.
That is old stuff.
I get it, but...
how in the hell did I get three votes for sending him a personal text message?
Well, it was the untruth. Basically, you saying that was the only mistake you'd ever made, and he felt the need, he needed to go back and just refresh your memory that that don't lie on air to the family.
So I got five votes this week.
And the leaderboard as we head into round three next week. A. Jarman, nine votes. Second, S. Craig Murphy on three. Treaders on one. And I've found the leaderboard on one. Yet to poll, Flack, Jez, and Sam. Thank you, family. Our planning board has been knocked out. And we were about to cease transmission. Hopefully, we'll be back on air next Monday.